Proverbs 6:16 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him." And the first thing listed in verse 17, a proud look. We established the truth of verse 16 that there are things that the Lord hates, and that these things are an abomination to him. You can listen to that in our previous devotional. But this first item listed is one that folks seem to want to ignore. God hates a proud look. The world loves pride. The world loves a proud look. But God hates it. And God tells us that the proud look, or pride of his countenance, is the mark of a wicked man in Psalm 10:4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. And you better believe that God is not in all the thoughts of the people who celebrate pride every month of June, every year, here in the United States of America. And nearly every state in the Union, along with the federal government, celebrates the abomination of Sodom, and they declare it simply Pride Month. What used to be Bride Month, with all the weddings in June, is now called Pride Month. The world is now proud of wickedness. But God's Word says in 1 John 2:15 and 16, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The love of the Father is not in those celebrating Pride Month, including all of the apostate churches and denominations, and fake Christians in those parades. Tens of millions of people, including many who call themselves Christian, will post on social media about Pride Month. Some will be coming out, as it's called, when a person publicly confesses their sin and their pride in their wickedness and their rebellion against God, and as they identify with the sin of Sodom. And most of those photos are not only labeled with pride, but there is a very proud look in the face of the person posting their photo and coming out. Psalm 36:1 says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes." He's not in their thoughts, and there's no fear of God before his eyes. Only wicked pride. But these people are simply revealing what is in their heart. They actually hate the God of the Bible and love the things that he hates. That is why the eternal home of true Christians is described as a place where fake Christians will not exist. Revelation 21:27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." If your church accommodates the sin of Sodom and tells you to be proud of your sin, it's a fake church. If your pastor does not call on Sodomites to repent and he preaches a gospel with no repentance of sin, then your pastor is fake and a hireling. See John chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And if you are proud of Sodomite sin in your life or in the lives of your loved ones, and you're a proud ally to Sodom, then God's Word calls on you to repent. Lose that proud look that God hates. Repent toward God, away from Sodom, with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his death, burial, and resurrection as payment for sin and victory over sin and death on your behalf. God loves a humble look on the face of a humble, repentant sinner, and he hates a proud look.